Next, we're going to talk about vascular regulation. These are going to be the forces that control vasodilation and vasoconstriction. And because vasodilation and vasoconstriction have such a strong impact on peripheral resistance, these forces are also going to have a very strong influence on blood pressure. So we'll begin with the intrinsic control or autoregulation. This is sometimes also called local control. And if you remember back from learning about the endocrine system, intrinsic controls are controls that are from within, in this case, the blood vessels. So these are not going to be controls that are brought to the blood vessels by either the nerves or by hormones. So it's these are not controls that are coming from the outside. They're coming from the blood vessels themselves. So first of all, I want to talk about conditions that can promote vasodilation. So these are, if these conditions are met, then the blood vessels will tend to dilate. And they will do this, again, without the input of nervous stimulation or from hormones. So one of the first ones, letter A, is if there is decreased oxygen in the tissues. If for some reason the tissues are depleted of oxygen, which is a fairly common situation, think about using your muscles, for example, you may use up all of the available oxygen for to fuel muscle contractions. Decreased oxygen in the tissues will cause the blood vessels that deliver blood to those tissues to dilate. And the reason for that, of course, is to bring more oxygen-rich blood to those tissues and to bring them back to homeostasis. A second cause, or letter B, of vasodilation is when there's increased carbon dioxide in the tissues. And you can, this makes sense when you think about it. Tissues that are starved of oxygen have probably been working hard and have produced quite a bit of CO2 as a waste product. And so anytime there's increased CO2 in the tissues, that will also cause the blood vessels that are in the vicinity to dilate and to deliver more oxygen-rich blood to those tissues. Another cause of vasodilation is the release of a gas called nitrous oxide, which is, its abbreviation is a big N and a big O. So it's a gas molecule that includes one nitrogen atom and one oxygen atom. And this this gas, nitrous oxide, is used throughout the body for a variety of signaling purposes, and it appears to play a role in promoting vasodilation as well. You'll probably run across other roles of nitrous oxide in the future. Okay, a fourth cause or condition that promotes vasodilation is whenever there's an increase in potassium ions in the interstitial fluids. So any kind of increase in potassium ions in the interstitial fluids will also promote vasodilation to that area. Another cause is the release of a chemical called histamine. And histamines can be released by some of the white blood cells. They can also be released by tissues. Histamine is a chemical that causes dilation. And if you've ever had a cold or an allergic reaction, you've probably suffered at the as a result of histamine being released into your system and causing congestion and inflammation and so on. Let's see. Another cause is elevation of the local temperature. So if you think about, for example, muscles that are working hard, that one of their waste products is heat. They generate a lot of heat. And when there is heat, that is going to encourage the blood vessels nearby to dilate and deliver more blood and oxygen and nutrients and so on to that area. Also, when you think about the inflammation response, when you have injured yourself and there's some swelling going on and there's also some rising of temperature of the affected area, that's going to also, that elevated temperature is also going to encourage blood vessels nearby to vasodilate and to deliver more blood, and also with that blood, more white blood cells to the area to take care of the problem. Finally, another cause of vasodilation, another intrinsic cause of vasodilation, is any increase in hydrogen ions. or an increase in acidity of the interstitial tissues. Many of the products, waste products of metabolism are somewhat acidic, and as those waste products start to accumulate, that is a signal to the body that more blood needs to be brought to the area, both to remove those waste products and also because if there are a lot of waste products, it's very likely that the tissues are also oxygen deprived. So that increase in acidity or increase in hydrogen ion concentration can also cause vasodilation. And just a quick reminder that when you have an increase in acidity or an increase in hydrogen ions, that's actually a lowering of the pH. So the pH is becoming more low. It's becoming more acidic.